Any stories? No news? No little anecdotes to share with the folks?
Look, I realize you guys have been wondering what exactly happened between Carol and me, and so, well, here's the deal. Carol's a lesbian. She's living with a woman named Susan. She's pregnant with my child. And she and Susan are going to raise the baby.
None of you knew about that.
Folks are really that bad, huh?
Well, you know, these people are pros. They know what they're doing. They take their time. They get the job done.
Boy, I know they say that you can't change your parents. Boy, if you could, I'd want yours.
Well, must be.
You know, it's even worse when you're twins.
You're a twin?
Oh, yeah. We don't speak. She's like this high-powered, driven career type.
What does she do?
She's a waitress.
Identical?
Yeah, people say we look alike, but I don't see it. All right, you guys, I kind of got to clean up now.
Chandler, you're an only child, right? You didn't have any of this.
Well, no, although I did have an imaginary friend who my parents actually preferred.
Hit the lights, please.
How long was I in there?
I'm just cleaning up.
Oh, you need any help?
Okay, sure. Thanks.
Anyway, so you nervous about Barry tomorrow?
A little. Mm-hmm. A lot. Mm-hmm. So, got any advice? You know, as someone who's recently been dumped.
Well, you may want to steer clear of the word dumped. Chances are he's going to be this broken shell of a man, you know? So you should try not to look too terrific. I know it'll be hard. Or, you know, I can, I'll go down there and I'll give Barry back his ring. And you can go with Carol and Susan to the OBGYN.
You've got Carol tomorrow.
Yeah.
When did it get so complicated?
Got me.
Remember when we were in high school together?
Yeah.
I mean, didn't you think you were just going to meet someone, fall in love, and that'd be it? Ross?
Yes, yes.
I never thought I'd be here.
Me neither. Oh, sorry I'm late. I got stuck at work. There's this big dinosaur thing. Anyway.
Hi. Ross, you remember Susan?
How could I forget?
Ross.
Hello, Susan. Good shake. Good shake. So, we're just waiting for...
Dr. Oberman.
Dr. Oberman. Okay, and is he...
She.
Of course, she. She, familiar with our special situation?
Yes, and she's very supportive.
Great. Okay, that's great. No, I'm... Oh.
Thanks. That opens my cervix.
come on in.
Are you sure?
No, no, it's fine, it's fine. Robbie's going to be here for hours.
Huh?
So, how you doing?
I'm okay. You look great.
Yeah.
Dr. Farber, Jason Greenspan's gagging.
Be right there. I'll be back in a second.
I dubbed him. Hey there.
So how's this all gonna work?
Well, the baby grows in a special place inside the mommy's.
Thank you. How's this gonna work? You know, with us. You know, when like important decisions have to be made.
Give me a for instance.
Well, I don't know. Okay. How about with the baby's name?
Marlon.
Marlon.
If it's a boy, Minnie. If it's a girl.
As in mouse?
As in my grandmother.
Still, you say Minnie, you hear mouse. How about Julia?
Julia.
We agreed on Minnie.
It's funny, we agreed we'd spend the rest of our lives together. Things change, roll with the punches. I believe Julia's on the table.
Sorry about that. So, what have you been up to?
Oh, not much. I got a job.
Oh, that's great.
Why are you so tan?
Oh, yeah. I went to Aruba.
Oh, no. You went on our honeymoon alone?
No. I went with, now, this may hurt.
Me?
No. I went with Mindy.
Mindy? My maid of honor, Mindy?
Yeah, we're, kind of a thing now.
Well, I'm... You got plugs.
I'm quite taken.
And you got lenses. She hates sticking her finger in your eye.
Not for her. Listen, I really wanted to thank you.
Okay.
See, about a month ago, I wanted to hurt you. More than I've ever wanted to hurt anyone in my life. And I'm an orthodontist. You know, I thought we were happy. We weren't happy. But with Mindy, now I'm happy. Spit.
What?
Me.
Anyway, I guess this belongs to you. Or, hey, maybe someday Mindy.
Yeah, like she'd settle for that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. I think it's a nice ring. And, thank you for giving it to me.
Thank you for giving it back.
Hello?
Oh, please, what's wrong with Helen?
Helen Geller? I don't think so.
No, it's not going to be Helen Geller.
Thank you.
No, I mean, it's not Geller.
What, it's going to be Helen Willick?
No, actually, we talked about Helen Willick Bunch.
Wait a minute, why is she in the title?
Because it's my baby, too.
Julie, I don't remember you making any sperm.
We all know what a challenge that is. Uh-huh. All right, you two, stop it.
No, she gets a credit. Hey, I'm in there, too.
Oh, you're not actually suggesting Helen Willick Bunch Geller, because I think that borders on child abuse.
Of course not. I'm suggesting Geller Willick Bunch.
Oh, no. You see what he's doing? He knows no one's going to say all those names. He knows they'll wind up calling her Geller, then he gets his way.
My way? You think this is my way? Believe me, of all the ways I ever imagined this moment in my life being, this is not my way. You know what? This is too hard.
Knock. How are we today? Any nausea?
A little.
Yes, a little.
Well, I was just
wondering about the mother-to-be, but thanks for sharing. Bye, Dad.
You know what? I'm gonna go. I don't think I can be involved in this particular family. Oh my God!
Look at that!
I know.
Well, isn't that amazing?
What are we supposed to be seeing here? I don't know, but I think it's about to attack the Enterprise.
If you tilt your head to the left and relax your eyes, it kind of looks like an old potato.
Then don't do that, all right? Monica, what do you think? Mm-hmm. Are you welling up?
No.
You are. You're welling up.
I'm not.
You're going to be an ant.
Hi, Mindy. Hi, it's Rachel. Yeah, I'm fine. I saw Barry today. Oh, yeah, he told me. No, it's okay, really, it's okay. I hope you two are very happy, I really do. And Min, you know, if everything works out and you guys end up getting married and having kids and everything, I just hope they have his old hairline and your old nose. Okay, I know it's a cheap shot, but I feel so much better now.